line with Crawley goalkeeper Callum Preston. Well, Callum, disappointing result tonight, but from a personal perspective, your first team debut, you must be pleased.
Yeah, it was nice to get back on the pitch, to be fair. Like, I thought in pre-season I did well, and like, I was just chomping at the bit to play. And I knew the situation as soon as I was coming here, so it was just great to be on the pitch and get 90 minutes under the belt ready for Saturday. So,
yeah, it must be a frustrating position being, you know, the number two, because obviously there's no reserve games, anything to play, so you are sort of, you know, you've got training and maybe the odd behind closed doors game. That so, as you say, must have been really itching to get out there, knowing that Freddie's not available.
Yeah, all you can do is, obviously, you know the situation, so all I can do is train hard, make sure I'm sharp in training and just keep my standards as high as possible ready, so when I'm needed, it doesn't matter what game it is, I'll be ready, and I know mentally I'll be right and ready for the game. So.
And certainly couldn't have done much about the goals, and the second one was a deflection, and the third one certainly was a cracking finish. So you must be pleased with your performance, because you saved what was needed and your anticipation was good as well.
Yeah, I thought overall I did well. I thought maybe my kicking maybe fell off in the second half, but I think obviously I haven't played for so long, like I expect that, but obviously I would like to keep as high standards as possible. I think if we cut these silly mistakes out, I think we'll be okay this season. I've definitely got enough on the pitch and enough in the squad to make sure we stay in this division. So.
Yeah, worried about that, because the squad is suddenly getting a bit bigger, isn't it? Well, funny thing to say when you've got three players away on international duty, but actually other players are coming back and other loans coming in. It's sort of the squad sort of bloated a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's lots of competition now in every position. I think that's what a team needs. And I think the gaffers are obviously building a squad, and you can see it's starting to have the foundations there now, and hopefully now we can kick on this season. So,
yeah, obviously quite a few players brought in over the summer. Of course, you know, you're one of the few permanent ones, or not few permanent ones, but you're, at least you're a permanent player. There's been a lot of loan players coming in. But, yeah, quite a good mix, but quite a young team, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, obviously you kind of get experience by playing games. So, obviously, it's a young team, but there are enough good players around on the pitch and enough senior players like Ash and Sonny who've been around Waltz, and they just help you through the game. So, obviously, there's enough experience there. So, that's okay.
I suppose you've had a view of what's gone on, obviously, because you've been, you know, sat in the bench for the season. I mean, what do you make? Because there's just been a run lately where games have just, there's just been a mad couple of minutes which have cost you the point.
Yeah, I think if we cut the mistakes out, I think we'll be fine. I think we've got enough quality all over the pitch, and I just think just the little mistakes seem to kill us. When you look at the teams like Plymouth and the bigger teams in the division up there, the top end of the table, they don't make those mistakes, or they make fewer mistakes, or they don't end up in goals. So I think that's all we need to cut out, and we should be fine. So.
Of course, you'll play Saturday because Freddie's away. I mean, quite nice to actually have this game ahead of your league debut in some ways.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's great preparation, obviously, getting 90 minutes under my belt. So hopefully now I can kick on Saturday, and hopefully for a clean sheet and a win on Saturday. So.
Yeah, it won't be easy against Owen. They've had a good start to the season, but they came down with Crawley as well from League One last season. Contrasting fortunes so far, but in front of your own fans, I mean, you'll pick up a home win soon. You've got to start winning soon, haven't you?
Yeah, we know in the dressing room that the win's coming soon. We know we've got enough quality and enough mental strength to get through it. We just got to be patient and just stick to what our principles and keep doing what we're doing, and it'll come. So, and just hopefully we get the run of the green on Saturday, and hopefully it'll be then. So,
that'll be your league debut on Saturday. So how big a moment will that be for you?
I just play a game by game. I mean, there's no point hyping a game up. It's just 90 minutes, and it's a football. As soon as you've been playing since you were 9, 8, 7, it's just a normal game. So you can't really look into it. It's just another game.
I guess what you'll be hoping for is to keep the jersey, to actually say to the manager, well, actually, Freddie's back the next game, I'm keeping the jersey.
That's my aim. Like, I don't want to sit on the bench all season. So obviously, it's competition in the squad, Freddie drives me on, and hopefully I drive Freddie on to be better as well. So that's just, it's good for competition.